length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Big Al is here with you. We're doing a few updates on some of our companies, particularly companies that I am invested in personally. One of those companies is, I know, of a lot of interest to many of our listeners, and that company is Premium Exploration. I got a number of requests this past week for an update from Del Steiner, the president of the company, after the annual general meeting, which occurred yesterday. Del said it was a good meeting. I spoke with some other folks and got their impressions of what was going on with Premium, and they were all positive. Before I turn the mic over to Del, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, Big Al is invested in this company, as you are all aware. I have discussed that in the past. I own shares in Premium Exploration, and I'm glad that I do. On another note, Del and his wife, Ellie, are close personal friends of Kathy's and mine, so do not construe this as being arm's-length information, because Big Al is highly, highly prejudiced here. Del, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing excellent, Al. How are you doing?
Well, you know, we're here in the Northwest, and summer hasn't arrived yet, but, you know, it's a good time, as one of our great listeners says, to stay frosty. All right, we need an update on Premium. What exactly? Now, I know you guys have, you got about $1 million right now, okay?
Yep.
And what are you doing with it?
Well, we're setting up to get ready to start drilling. Now, you know, we've got that tech report controversy that we're finishing off with BC Securities that came out of our prospectus financing back in March. That data is all in place, and the report is prepared and should put us in a position that we can start talking about the company again a little more freely. As you know, we've been in what I would call a quiet period, not one to tweak the regulators while we did what we needed to do in regard to the prospectus information. And that's all done, came out very positive. So we should have in the next week or so that item put to bed. In the meantime, we've got a crew of five or six people in Elk City. We met with the county commissioners in Idaho County, the county that controls the roads in the area, concerning use of heavy equipment on roads for drills, transporting drills, cats for drill sites, etc. All that went excellent, and we're cleared to go. Like you have where you are, I've been in Idaho, and it's rained virtually every day this spring, so we've got a bit of a mud-out problem, but not anything like we jumped into last year in April when we screwed up some roads for the BLM and had to spend time last summer fixing them by trying to start too soon. So we are modifying camp in relation to core storage and core handling, where we bought the old sawmill site of patented ground, so we have more flexibility for the mill site and a place to focus vehicles, and where we have water rights for core cutting water, etc. Anyway, all that is in progress, going well. Mapping and sampling on some of the new data that came out of the structural report that we concluded in April and May, we're finding that evidence to all be, or that data to all be, excellent set up for follow-up and follow-up drilling. It'll take a bit of permitting to get that in place, but all in all, Premium is set to go, looking excellent, and thinking that we may get a bit of a summer rally here in the market with any luck.
Yeah. Well, you've had a tough time, but, you know, as I have said numerous times on the site, because we talk about Premium Exploration a lot in response to listener questions on the site, you know, and as I said, the one thing that Del Steiner and his colleagues have is tenacity with a capital T. I mean, they simply don't give up, and that's one of the reasons that Kathy and I continue to be investors in this company. I have to also say, I also like Del. I like the environment in Idaho. You know, former Governor Cecil Andrus, former Secretary of the Interior Cecil Andrus, also is, You know, we've spent some time, he and I have spent some time chatting about what's going on in the state of Idaho. He's a Democrat, but he's very, very pro-mining, and he's doing everything that he can to enlarge the footprint of the mining industry in the state of Idaho, you know, with companies like yours, Otis Gold, et cetera, you know, and many of the other companies. I personally am looking for Idaho to be, I think, the next major play in terms of the mining sector. Not that it hasn't been in the past, because, you know, with the Silver Valley and some of the huge silver mining companies you have in Idaho, it certainly has been there in the past, and it certainly is a very prolific area right now with the industry providing a lot of employment. But I look for that to grow significantly. I mean, you've lived there all your life. Do you agree with me?
I agree with you 100%. The state constitution of the state, its statehood, was set up around mining and agriculture, so it's been a mining state forever. I might just, as a quick aside, tell you that Cecil Andrus is back this week, or maybe next week after the 4th, doing another Idaho Day in Toronto, that thing we started last year with Governor Andrus and Gallatin IR. They've decided to do that again with the mid-sized firms from Idaho, Hecla and others. So they're back there touting Idaho to the investment bankers again like we did last year. The response to that was excellent. We've pretty much destroyed any concept of Idaho having the environmental problems. It has the same exact environmental climate that every other state that mines in the western U.S. has. In some ways, it's even better. So we're happy.
Most of our regular listeners are aware. We spent a lot of time in Idaho. I love the state. I love the people. I've got a license plate holder on my car that says, you know, Silver Valley Mining Association, which I'm a member of. And it's, you guys are very, very hard workers over there, you know, and I also know that there's talk about consolidation of some of the mining companies over there in the interest of increased efficiency. And, you know, you've got a very, very active community over there, Dell, that, you know, that is saying, you know, we're going to do this ourselves. We're going to provide employment. We don't want our people to be on unemployment. We're here. We're working. We're alive and well. And, you know, that's what I really respect about the state. I got another question for you. I mean, a little bit off topic, but you mentioned earlier, you said that you think we're going to see a bit of a rebound in the resource sector, the securities involved, or the securities associated with the resource sector, and you think that may happen sooner rather than later. I'd like you to elaborate for me on that a little bit, if you would.
Well, you know, you kind of watch these companies out, like GoldQuest, who put out 200 meters of 1.37 grams or whatever it was, and their stock tripled on one drill hole, which is the first stock since about March of last year, mm-hmm. that has actually functioned like our companies usually function. And you couple what's going on with exploration itself, plus all the risk money that's sitting on the sidelines that has to find a home, because it's a loss for investors as long as it's doing nothing. And we know that there's a lot of pent-up demand out there for things that look like they have some merit. And we've in the past, when we've had these downturns, as you well know, we get summer rallies coming out of those sometimes, and the stocks go up like they went down, which was quite rapidly starting March of 2011. So I just think that the European situation, what happened today, of course, we listened to Roger with everyone else, and his conclusion was that some of this European stuff is going to mellow out, which has triggered a downfall or downcline in the dollar, which is good for gold, plus then taking some of the fear out of the European banking problems. And just it kind of circles up for a good climate for the gold stocks to move up along with the metal.
Well, I agree. As I said in other parts of the program, I put my money where my mouth is and my wife's mouth is. We've got about $40,000 in recent investments that we've made in this particular sector. I'm certainly not telling anybody else to do that. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, and I am long-term about as bullish as you are. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Trader Raj again.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Trader Raj with me again. You know, Raj, you came out with a comment, which I thought was pretty bold a couple of days ago. You said sometime between Wednesday and Sunday night we were going to see a $50 upward pop in the price of gold. Well, as we're speaking right now, on the spot market, gold is up $47.60. Silver is also up quite nicely. It's up $1.19. I think that's that was an interesting prediction on your part. I'm not so sure that Big Al would go, you know, would be quite that specific. But then again, I'm not the technical guy that you are. I'm looking at the chart, the 24-hour gold chart right now, and we're seeing a significant movement upward. There's no question about that. In terms of the 30-day gold chart, it just seems to be not doing much other than leveling out. But, you know, we're not going below, significantly below $1,600 an ounce in spite of what a lot of the naysayers are saying right now. Gold actually right now on the ask side is $1,660 an ounce. You did good. What are you looking for next week, my friend?
Well, you know, it's this. What's interesting today, Al, is this wave one in gold today is one of the bigger wave ones I have ever seen. If you look at Elliott wave, the way it was taught by Ralph Elliott, who came up with the system, wave ones are usually normally smaller. Now, if this is true that we've got, you know, a 56 trading range today, $56, and we're stuck at 1600, wave two back is normally a small portion of that. My guess is it would go back to 1585. And then the fun news is after that comes wave three, and that's the big one. And technically under Elliott wave, wave threes have got to be a lot bigger than wave one. And if that's true, we got a wave one that came from an open at 1550 basically to 1607. If that's one, probably three is going to be 2.5 times or even double what that's going to be. That would be in the category of $100, maybe $150.
And so in terms of time frame, and please don't pin yourself down to just a day or two, but when do you expect this to happen? Let's say within the next 30 days?
Well, I would think that it would be within the next 30 days. Our target on a 50% technical retracement, which is pretty common, and I'm saying this would be all the way through probably until September, is $1,736.50, and that's just math. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At the 50%, you take the high and the low for 12 months, add them together, divide by two, and you get 1,736. I work on futures charts, so you got to get on the right sheet of music here, but I'm on August right now, real time, and gold is coming off a little bit, but not much. I mean, it touched 1607 and 80 cents. 1608 is resistance. It's remarkable how these numbers will go almost to the penny sometimes.
Yeah.
Our fear yesterday and the day before was silver was going to drop under 2662, which it did do briefly. And when I sent my newsletter out last night, I warned people if this keeps going like that, we're back to 2524.
Mm-hmm.
And then no sooner did I get the letter out, but last night this whole thing turned around and off she went.
Yeah.
And now silver is up $1.19, 4.5%, trading range $1.65. So that's pretty good. The other interesting thing that you should point out here, Al, is that energy, crude oil is almost $85 now. I can't remember, unless we've had one of these crazy runs when oil went to $147, where oil took off like it did. I mean, it was headed down yesterday toward 76.77. It hit a low of $78.28. It's $85 right now. It's up 9%, $7.33, and that thing is still moving. And we're looking at a time of day now when oil... we're on electronic. The oil markets generally are closed, but, you know, the electronic goes pretty much 23 hours a day. And all this says to me that commodities are going higher faster. They got oversold. The U.S. dollar and the bonds were overbought. They're going down. They're in the red right now, but not by much. And the euro, surprisingly, is back at 126.69. They're believing the story somewhat in Europe, which is silly, but, you know, that it is what it is, as you say. And the euro right now is in the green and the dollar's in the red.
Raj, what I find to be really interesting here is that, yeah, the dollar's in the red as we speak here on Friday. The euro's in the green. I'm not surprised in light of what's, in light of what happened with the situation about the attitude of Germany, which was announced Friday morning, which, by the way, I think, we've talked about this before, but I think that that's a mistake on the part of the Germans, because I really don't see remodeling working at this point. I think what's going to have to happen to the economies is more along the lines of rebuilding. But what are you looking for, Raj, in terms of the resource sector, the stocks, over the next, let's say, 90 days?
Well, you can see we finally got off the bottom on the resource stocks and the resource sector today.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a powerful move after being so fiercely oversold that I think the rebound, the snapback, is going to be excellent. You usually look at all of these markets from, as I mentioned, for a 50% retracement. That's common. But that doesn't mean it has to stop there. It can go a lot higher. Our high number for gold for this year through between Labor Day and October, which is pretty much going to cover the December futures contract.
Mm-hmm.
Looking minimum 1736, but it's going to be probably more like even a double top in 1923. That's our high previously in gold a few months ago, $1,923. Now, if we can get through that one with some luck, 2000 would then be resistance, and then 2250, 2450. I've got projections for the next 18 months all the way to 2450. There are some traders who have gone even as high as 2650, and they put their money where their mouth is. I mean, they got several million dollars up on some of these spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So the power is there. It's obvious what's going on. The nonsense in Europe is not fooling anybody. That's what is happening today in commodities and precious metals. They're saying, that's fine, but we know what you're doing. We know the conditions. We know what's really happening. Consequently, we're going to hard assets.
And what you're suggesting here is that that particular philosophy will help to buoy up the strengthen, I guess is a better word here, the stocks in the resource sector. Got 30 seconds. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's correct.
Yep.
Keep in mind, Al, it's going to, first the hard assets go up and then the stocks follow behind, normally 2 to 4 weeks. So I think that at the latest, by mid-August, end of August, the resource stocks should be on their way. And in reality, I think it's going to start picking up even sooner than that. But give it some time. It's got to go, 2 to 4 weeks behind a gold rising.
Well, I would have to agree with that, and I'm also putting my money where my mouth is. Kathy and I have invested in the last 6 months or so, 6 months, what am I talking about, in the last 6 to 8 weeks or so, about $40,000 U.S. funds into the resource sector. That's how much we believe in it. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I've got Rick Hossinger on the line with me right now. Rick, as you know, is involved with Formation Metals. Formation Metals is a company that I am invested in, although due to a misunderstanding on my part, I announced last Friday that I was going to sell my position in Formation Metals. I retracted that statement. Misunderstanding simply had to do with communication. And you know what? In this case, I will say it had to do with communication on my end. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Good to be back, Al.
Yeah, great to have you. Listen, your stock is in an interesting situation right now. I looked earlier today on the bid side. You were down around 34.5 cents. I don't understand that at all. The reason I'm saying that is, as our listeners are aware, number one, you have cash flow coming in with the refinery that I visited on two different occasions. And number two, I know that in terms of the cobalt property in southern Idaho, there were some hiccups in terms of funding that had everything to do with the market and nothing to do with the fundamentals of the company. How about an update? I mean, let's talk about the funding first.
Sure. It's an ongoing effort. Al, as you know, we've been at it for quite some time, and unfortunately, and I do have to say this is due to market pressures. It's just the way the banks are responding and the way they need to limit their exposure to risk during these times, and we're working with them. Let's just say that we're not relying 100% on the banks. It's our job to provide the banks with additional assurances so that they will jump in when they feel comfortable doing so. To that end, we have been making a lot of progress. It's not the type of thing you're going to see released in a news release. That so-and-so is, we're talking to them or talking to so-and-so, but I can tell you that there were a couple of individuals that on the debt side that were working with us this week, and they actually were up on the hill They did tour the refinery, and they did go see the mine site itself. And while that was going on, we were actually having some meetings with a different set of group, some bankers here in our head office. So things are ongoing, and progress is being made, but when it'll all come together, that remains to be seen.
I find it interesting that, number one, that a company that is as fundamentally sound as Formation Metals is, in my opinion, you know, you look at the financial statements, you look at, you know, everything else, all the involvement with the various players, it seems to me to be a pretty good situation, given the fact that there is a huge demand for cobalt in the United States, you know, and the fact that you guys would be a major, major player in a sector where a lot of the demand has to be supplied by imports. I don't understand the logic other than we are in very, very intimidating economic times, to say the least, Rick.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Al. I agree 100%. I mean, if you know, misery loves company, and we're certainly not alone. There's a number of companies that there's just such a huge disconnect that's going on between what the markets are valuing companies at and where the companies actually are. In our case, I think corporately and internally, and as far as cash in the bank, we have access to several tens of millions of dollars. We can certainly ride this out. We actually announced in early May that we started up a new business that is expected to have very significant impact on revenue generation moving forward, which we will realize, in my estimation, long before any cobalt revenues come on stream, because the cobalt revenues are always about a year away from when we start going underground. And we haven't been able to do that yet because we're not going to commit ourselves underground until we're sure that we have the money in place to make sure that we can get to take the ball across the line at the end of the day and have enough money to actually go into production and create revenue. So about a year away from that as we sit right now. But let's put it this way. Even if we were fully funded 3 months ago like we would have liked to have been in the middle of March, say, we still would be realizing significant revenues out of this new business of processing concentrates at our refinery. So that is a very positive outlook. You know, and yet here we've hit our 52-week lows, rather. We're not alone. I have the morning coffee from Canaccord Wealth Management, and this is a couple of days ago. We touched on 34 cents Canadian, and I was looking at they highlight 52-week highs and 52-week lows, and unfortunately we're one of those 52-week lows. But the number of 52-week highs that were hit were six. Mm-hmm. Six companies hit 52-week highs. The number of companies that they reported that hit their 52-week lows was 96. So it just kind of gives you an idea of where the markets are right now. But
yeah, you know, to add fuel to your fire, so to speak, it's interesting. I'm looking at your financial statements for February 29th. And on February 29th of this year, your current assets were $61,387,958 versus in the prior period, February 28th, 11, you were $6,362,451. I mean, I have to tell you, I know a little bit about financial statements, you know, based on the SEC reporting that I did, and I have to say that, you know, in terms of current assets, that's very, very good when you consider that, you know, concurrent with those current assets, your liabilities went up slightly. You know, they went up from about $2.2 million to about $5.9 million. But the fact of the matter is the assets more than compensated for that, which I think is interesting. You know, you go over to the income statement, and 2011, $3.6 million was the revenue from the refinery. 2012, $12 million. I mean, that's a 400% increase was the revenue from the refinery. So, I mean, to me, I quite frankly don't get it. I just don't. Having said that, you know, your loss per share has also gone down substantially also, you know, 12 cents in 11 versus 5 cents in the current year. So, I mean, I don't know. What am I missing? It just, I'm missing something that I do not understand, you know, and I'm not surprised when, my friend and longtime listener, Mark with a C down in San Diego, sent me a letter and said, what the hell are you doing selling that stock? You're crazy. It's great for the long term. You know, and in the examination that I did, I would have to agree 100%. It's interesting how people's perceptions change, though, in times of economic uncertainty, and these are definitely times of economic uncertainty. What was going on here in North America and also in Europe, and I'm concerned, but I have to tell you, as I have mentioned to listeners in the past, Kathy and I have put about $40,000 into the resource sector just in the last 2 months, and in terms of investments, all disclosed on the site. To me, it just seems like the logical thing to do. You know, I remember at the risk of repeating myself, back in 08 and 09, people were scared to death. Well, we were buying stocks, and in 010, when we sold those stocks, we had the best financial year we've ever had. So I'm looking for the same thing to happen right now. I mean, do you think I'm nuts?
Well, no, Al. I think you're doing exactly what the savvy investor should do. And as I pointed out, we're not alone with hitting 52-week lows here, and there's a lot of opportunity out there, I think, for your listeners and for investors in general. But you know, you mentioned going through the financial statements and looking at the balance sheet and those sort of things. They all have to take those into consideration. And if you can see that a company is well financed, it has enough money to see through these down times, and they do have assets in place and they have revenue generation, well, I think that's probably a good hedge to invest in. And if they're at their 52-week lows, maybe you haven't hit the low, but you're certainly let's just say there's a lot more prospect in seeing these things do better than do worse.
Well, no, I would agree. You know, I was also talking with one of your colleagues earlier this morning. It's going to be interesting that Idaho, the state of Idaho, is continuing their promotion, for lack of better terms, of the mining industry in their state. I know they're going back to Toronto here shortly to another swing and basically let everybody know what's going on. I mean, when you have an entire state behind you, the government of a state behind you, I mean, that certainly is a step in the right direction. Rick, thank you for taking some time today. I appreciate it. By the way, do check out the recent video of Formation Capital. They produced it in-house. Gives you a great overview of the company.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my friend Peter Grandich. We're going to discuss a couple of issues right now. We're going to give our views on what's going on in society, both in the United States. Let me rephrase that, both in North America and also in Europe. And we're going to talk about what we think people should be aware of to protect themselves and, more importantly, to protect their dependents. Okay, Pete, I believe right now, as we were chatting off the air, that we are in a situation in North America and in Europe that is basically an environment which I would call socialism. Okay, I think the fact that Obamacare passed earlier in the week on Thursday with the decision by the Supreme Court, that proves to me that we are now truly in a situation where the government can tell people what to do. You know, the joke that you sent me about, you know, you don't have to buy the gum, but you have to pay a $2.25 tax if you don't buy it, I think is very, very true. I think there's a great analogy about the direction that this country is going in right now. And that concerns me. The fact that Italy and Spain basically forced Germany to cave in Europe, you know, we're getting away from fundamental economic solutions and we're going into socialism. We're going into, I would even call it fascism, because fascism is defined as the government believes that you should do what it tells you to do because they know best. That certainly is what happened with the decision by our administration. Pete, your comments on that, first of all.
Well, I actually happen to agree fully what you just said at the end. I think that's clear what's happened, that this administration believes, and I do believe they wholeheartedly believe it, that they know what's best for people, and that what America was founded on and the Constitution is not in their best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have done a lot of things, not just with Obamacare and all, to circumvent and literally, in some sense, rip up the Constitution and create a fascist-like atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly believe, and we're not here to politically get into discussions at all, but I believe if Obama is elected, that motion will be in full acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the decisions people are going to have to make going forward about that. I concur completely. You've heard me. I know my readers have heard this probably to ad nauseum, that what is unfolding in Europe is coming to our shores. I keep telling people that. It seems at times, and it's frustrating at times, that the average American either doesn't care or and or doesn't understand or doesn't feel they have anything they could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, I think, is because so many people have directly or indirectly become dependent on government in one way or another. Almost feel like, well, it's better to have that than not to have it. And that, I think, has been one of the goals of this administration,
mm-hmm.
to give people a feeling and a sense that without the government, you can't make it.
Yeah, that boils down to the fact that a percentage, and right now would appear to be a majority of the people living in an environment like we're all living in right now, number one, don't care. Number two, they don't see any problem with the lack of a free market. They don't see any problem with the government dictating our actions. And, you know, it is what it is. I think that what we have to do is we have to realize what the environment is, okay? And that's the whole purpose of this program. That's the whole purpose of, you know, of your readership or what your readership looks to you for, et cetera. You know, you have to talk about, well, okay, if you're not buying into it, if you choose not to live that way, what can you do to minimize your expenditures that are put down on you by the government? And specifically what I'm talking about is we've got some meaningful taxes that I think are going to take effect. The inheritance taxes, the capital gains taxes, the dividend taxes, and on and on and on. And quite frankly, additional taxes that are going to come about because of the implementation, the total implementation of the new medical situation in the United States. That's what bothers me. And I'm not suggesting we avoid taxes. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm saying it is what it is, and it is the law. And so you have to do things. You got to comply with it or go to jail. It's real simple. What are your comments about how we can kind of get away from that? And put on your hat right now, your estate planning hat, and let's talk about that.
Separately from Greenwich Publications, I have a business here in New Jersey that's insurance and estate planning led, and
mm-hmm.
Both for professional athletes and the general public. And as I was telling you, we've seen a tremendous marked increase as the Obamacare argument has unfolded, and the recognition, at least by people of means, that the likelihood and only turnout of this will be higher taxes, looking to collect more from people that have some wealth, a move to how to legally protect that.
Yeah.
So the estate planning business has increased. Now, people don't like this, especially when they're younger, but there's one thing we can all predict. We're all going to die. So eventually, money will pass from one generation to another. And one of the biggest tools that's used, and young people don't think about it, but I and people I work with try to teach people to look at it as an investment tool and not a so-called insurance tool, is the actual insurance itself. It's still one of the last baskets that offers all sorts of opportunity, including getting tax-free income to your beneficiaries when you eventually pass, which if you just left them in any other matter, it would fall into part of inheritance tax, which is likely to go up. Now, I will tell you this, and it hasn't happened yet, but I think eventually as more people move towards that, and it's still several years away, the government will recognize that and will try to change the laws that currently exist regarding insurance, you know, being to your beneficiaries tax-free. And there are ways, by the way, to actually spend down your beneficiary while you're alive. And that's some of the things we demonstrate to people. But what I'm getting at is that people are more and more looking and recognizing that it's going to be much more expensive to be someone of half means. And I don't mean people with tens of millions of dollars, just someone that's just even getting past and, you know, saving a few dollars and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm not a financial counselor anymore, so I don't want people to take this as financial advice, but I think you and I, with all the years we've been in it, it's just an observation, is if you think about it, if to pay your 1% is what you're earning in savings, we all know inflation's more than that. So each year as this goes by with these artificially low rates, people's purchasing power, people don't understand that. The average person doesn't. I can tell you, the person that isn't sophisticated like us and our listeners who spend time on finances don't understand that that dollar in their pocket buys less today than it did a year or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing that people have to focus on, no matter what method or what people are living in, is inflation's real And based on a lot of things I see, I think it's going to come back with a vengeance. And so there are a lot of reasons for people to start getting real serious about planning their future and not just, you know, day-to-day handling and, you know, I'll worry about it tomorrow. Now is the time we have to start focusing on it.
I think we're going to see a big jump, number one, in inheritance taxes. I think we're going to see a big jump in dividend taxes, big jump in capital gains taxes, et cetera. And I think people have to prepare for that. And as you say, that coupled with the diminishing purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, I think is something that people simply have to be aware of. And what I would say along those lines is don't do anything illegal. I mean, it's immoral to engage in illegal action, okay? And just because other people might be doing it doesn't mean that you know, we and the listeners here, you know, should stoop to their level, for lack of better terms. But there are things that you can do to preserve your purchasing power. And the two most simple ones are, number one, invest in an asset that's appreciating. You know, and it would appear as of now, because of what's happened over the years, that precious metals fall into that category. Take a look at life insurance. You know, that's a way to leave your loved ones money that they're not going to have to turn over to somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. This is not going to change. The governments of the world need money, and they're going to get that money by printing it and by getting it from us. Pete, you got the final word, my friend?
Well, again, putting on my other hat, if you start doing your estate planning in the latter part of your life, many of the advantages that you could have taken advantage are no longer. So, one, don't think you're too young to start that. The other thing I would tell you is you're absolutely right. Governments are going to look at and attack more where wealth is. And so long as things are legal to do and almost certain to be grandfathered, if they're changed, waiting to make an action may cost you more than you imagine. So I think you have to consider it right now versus down the road.
And I think all of this is going to come about for one simple reason. Many people are not willing to let the house fall down and rebuild it. They want to remodel an existing house. And we all know how expensive that is. That's what's going on in the world right now. That's really expensive. Hey, hope you guys enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.